All right. You all know that the governor appeared before our caucus on Monday, made an impassioned plea for his proposal to extend the increase in the income tax along with the real estate tax refund. The governor has worked with the members of this caucus over the last 2 days. I've done the same thing. Interest groups with a vital interest in the extension of the income tax increase have done the same things. Today, we took a vote in the House Democratic Caucus. There were 34 members of the caucus voting yes. There were a little over 30 voting no. In light of that, I've instructed the appropriation chairs to reconvene the working groups on the budget. We plan to invite the Republican members of the House to join the working group. We're going to work with Senate Democrats, and our plan and our goal is to work toward the preparation of an alternative budget to the one that was adopted by the House a few days ago.
Do you mean, will the alternative budget include reduced revenues then? Or?
My instruction to the caucus and my instruction to the appropriation chairs was to develop an alternative budget consistent with the spending cap adopted by the House.
So is the tax hike dead then, as far as you're concerned?
As far as I'm concerned, I'm going to continue to work for the governor's proposal. I presume the governor is going to continue to work for the proposal. However, the clock is running, and we're getting closer to the end of the month. And we took a vote. I just gave you the result of the vote. I have instructed the appropriation chairs to go back to work and draft yet an alternative budget to the one that was adopted by the House.
And you said it was 34 yes, 30 against, and then the rest just didn't vote? Or
there were four that were present.
Do you anticipate that members may change their minds about this once they see the results of this budget?
That's a possibility. Yeah.
Do you think, how do you think this would affect Chicago schools, for example?
Well, obviously there'd be less money for Chicago schools.
Yeah. The governor's been rolling out different versions that said something like $200 million less. Mm-hmm. Do you think it'd be in that game?
I'm not in a position to quote numbers, but obviously less money for the Chicago schools.
Given your support, the governor's support for the recommended budget, to what do you attribute the lower support on the
caucus? Well, obviously it's a very difficult vote. I mean, it's coming at a difficult time.
What will the approach committees have to work with? Are you doling it out in a specific way to each committee, or how is that going to work?
We have previously given a number to each committee, which was an apportionment of the spending cap number. So they can go right back to that number and work against that spending cap for their committee.
Are they under some deadline from you about when they actually produce this new document?
Well, as soon as possible.
Do those committees have the freedom to make those cuts wherever they would like, or really across the board? Or?
That's what those committees have done previously.
Correct. Do you suggest any other tax hikes?
No, no, I didn't.
So there's not any other potential source of new revenue?
Not from me.
Sugar tax?
Yeah, not from me.
Is there any capital movement here?
There's no movement. There's a lot of discussion, but there's no movement.
Are you pushing to try to score some capital too?
In my discussions with members, some of those members talked about capital projects. I didn't.
Okay. Thanks, everybody.
Okay, have a great day.